Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee with Jay Pike, head coach of the Pella Boys wrestling team. Following a narrow loss to North Polk, coach, a little shorthanded, but you did get to celebrate your senior class, a lot of guys who've contributed a lot to the program. Obviously, you'd love to have your final duel of the season be a win, but your thoughts about how the guys are able to perform, especially some guys stepping up into some roles there and just trying to make it an all-around fun night for your seniors.
Yeah, we had some guys that, you know, never seen a varsity match in their life and kind of found out about 3-4 hours ago that they were going to get the chance to do that. So I was excited for them. But, yeah, it was definitely not our top guys, but we went and battled with who we had. And we showed up, you know, nobody rolled over and we kept fighting. And that's all you can really ask for. And you just see the growth from the beginning of the year to where they are now. And I'm really proud of the guys. So it was good to see.
Yeah, and this senior class, obviously, again, have been a big part of this continuation of trying to grow the program. And obviously, they didn't get to wrestle here necessarily at home tonight, but a group that throughout this season and in some cases 2 years, in many cases 4 years, really gave a lot to this program.
Yeah, they did. You know, it's nice having some guys that, you know, been here 4 years. It was a nice addition to getting Brecken a couple years back and getting him back off the basketball court and competing on the mats, and it's been a great addition to have. So, yeah, that's been great. Carter's been, you know, battling behind some kids all 4 years, and just really has come to show his true self these past couple years, and love to see that for him. Just all his hard work finally paying off. And then, you know, CJ Burton, a 4-year guy that just shows up and is consistent in the practice room, and commend him for that. And then Hunter Haynes, you know, he's another one. Battled, did all the off-season stuff and has grown a ton since where he was as a freshman. And then lastly, Ty Van Vliet, you know, that's a kid that decided he wanted to put a lot of work in and get a lot better. And it's just his work ethic that's gotten him to where he's at. And really proud of him and just all of our seniors for the not only the wrestlers they are, but the men they're becoming. So it's cool to be a part of their journey a little bit.
Well, and on this home stretch, Coach, it's got to be exciting when you've been close to full strength. The tournament finishes that you've had this year, you've had some guys even as recently this weekend in Williamsburg get on the podium and win it, which I know that, you know, that's got to be exciting that your guys are winning some of those close matches. And in between, some tough duels. You saw Indianola. You've seen some of those elite teams. What's it been like just this month of January to have all the ups and downs, but also to have some great results coming out of this heading into the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, every single, you know, we have a great dual team when everyone's here. I got a great tournament team when everyone's here. It's been hard to have one competition where we've had everybody show up, and that's our one kind of tough spot is when one guy's out, we just have a little bit of a hole, and so it's just battling through those. And We've been one spot short all year, and that kind of showed in our regional duels rankings, and we just missed out on that. But, I mean, these guys still went out there and battled 25 times this year in duels and won 17 of them. That's pretty impressive. Just a tough team that, you know, we may not have the state champs, you know. That's never been Pella's team, but we got 14 guys that I can put out there any given day and be really excited and know that I got guys that I can count on to go out there and win big time matches, and that's what it takes to have a solid team. So it's nothing to be ashamed of. I'm really proud of our guys and excited to see what these next couple weeks bring.
Well, on this Saturday, Little Hawkeye Conference at Indianola. Of course, when you have Indianola there, there's obviously a lot of guys that are going to be tough. But at the same time, you've wrestled well through your conference season this year when you have been healthy. And I imagine you're excited, despite the fact you're a little shorthanded coming into this weekend, that you're excited to see how a lot of those guys battle and make their way to the top of the podium this Saturday for the conference title.
Yeah, it's, you know, we said it tonight, there's no pressure besides the pressure you put on yourself. And if these guys go out and compete and don't overthink it, the possibilities are endless for what they could accomplish this year. So our conference is tough, and that's a good thing. I love that. Love competing against those top teams because that's where we want to be, you know. So We'll keep working at it, and hopefully one day that's where we're at. So.
And then in two kind of short, kind of long weeks, depending on how you frame it, because you're not in the dual bracket, you get 2 weeks between this Saturday and then your district meet on Valentine's Day. Let our listeners know a little bit about the field that you're preparing for and what those 2 weeks will look like away from the mats.
Yeah, our district is a gauntlet. It's going to be, I think if you're going to place top two or three, and you got a really good shot of being on the podium come the state tournament. It's we have the nine team with Waukee Northwest and Valley, West Des Moines, Cedar Rapids Prairie's coming all the way over, Norwalk, Indianola, Ottumwa, Des Moines Lincoln, and us. And so it's an ADM, sorry. And so there's solid kids, and unfortunately there's going to be some really good kids that don't make it. And we're at that time of the year where wrestlers mentally kind of are over it, and so we got to keep mentally strong right now and battle through some of those things and know that we're going to outwork and out push anybody that steps foot with us. So.
Well, and I know that a lot of those teams you listed, you've seen them all this year, and at least there will be no surprises going into that Saturday district.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best part about it. We've seen a lot of them, and we kind of know what we're getting into, and we're going to have to beat some kids that we probably shouldn't on paper. So that's what makes it fun. That's what makes it wrestling.
That's Pella head coach of the boys wrestling team, Jay Pike, joining us this interview, powered by Hy-Vee Coach. Appreciate your time, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Sounds great. Thank you.